Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy New Year. This is Drab.
This is Monterey Matt Valdez. I've missed you, biddies.
Welcome back, Valdez, and it's glad to be back on Bit Season. We took last week's show off because Valdez was split for the coast.
That's right. The West Coast is the best coast, Drab. Don't forget it.
Hey, I've been telling you that for years, my friend.
I know. What am I doing? But before we get started in episode 18 of Bit Season, we got to talk to you about Magnolia Admissions. Magnolia Admissions offers coaching on the college and law school applications process. From mock interviews to help with personal statements, one of our P1s, Dave, runs Magnolia Admissions. He graduated from an Ivy League school, conducted admissions interviews for over 15 years, and has reviewed thousands of applications as an admissions committee member. Make sure your loved one doesn't turn into AWOD. Visit MagnoliaAdmissions.com. That's MagnoliaAdmissions.com. And mention Bit Season for a special listener's discount.
There you go. Do you know that I heard one time recently that the reason why schools are so hard to get into now is because everybody just applies to 1,000 schools, and the top students are getting accepted to all the schools, and it's pushing everyone else down.
Really? So basically, instead of what we did, applying to three schools.
I applied to four schools.
I applied to three schools.
I think the most kids do like 15 to 20 schools now.
Are you kidding me?
I think so.
That's a lot of application fees.
I know, but it's so competitive that they think they're not going to get in. It's a bad cycle is what's going on.
What were your four schools?
Arizona State.
Arizona State. Yeah. Baylor, right? Was it Baylor? Yeah. Because your brother went
Baylor
there.
Baylor was basically my Harvard.
That's depressing.
It was a little bit harder to get into a private institution in Texas.
You're all about that river tailgate.
That was a pleasant surprise. I got to be honest with you.
You got into Baylor?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh, I did.
You're a legacy.
I'm a legacy because my brother went to Baylor. I have no idea why he went there, but I did almost go to Baylor and I got accepted to Oregon. I was 4 for 4, by the way.
All right. I was 3 for 3.
And my backup was Washington State.
Washington State was your safety school.
That's basically extended high school for those in that part of the country.
Basically community college.
Basically. It's a 4-year community college.
Those are some strong schools. I was Maryland.
Yeah.
All right. And thank God I got into Maryland. I was Penn State.
No, wait, hold on. I always heard about Penn State. The people say they get accepted into Penn State, but nobody gets accepted to the main campus.
Oh, I was main campus.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Everyone gets Penn State Altoona or something like that.
No, I wasn't Altoona. I was the university campus.
Okay.
All right. I was LA. They actually gave me a chunk of money, too. But out-of-state tuition is so expensive.
Right. They didn't
match up to Maryland.
Yeah, yeah.
And then good old Towson.
That was my safety school. Of course.
Yes.
So you only did 3.
Only did 3. Maryland was my pipe dream. If I didn't get accepted to Maryland, I don't know what I would have done. I probably needed Dave.
Yeah. So if your kids are going through this right now, check out Dave and Magnolia Admissions. Love them. But it's good to be back with Valdez. AWOD, we don't really know what's going on with him. He's trying out for this Richmond show, but I think he's only doing it on Thursdays and Fridays right now, and he does it right when we record this show. So for now, he's not on Bit Season, and it might be permanent if he gets the job in Richmond.
Right. It's shocking to me that AWOD's career could be skyrocketing while we've just reached our glass ceiling about 8 years ago.
I actually think about that a lot, about AWOD being a medium market talent.
And thus, you know what? That actually is butt depressing that AWOD can walk around and say, I'm talent, and we can't do that.
Now, if we would have applied ourselves and made it a goal of ours, I'm sure we could have been in a position like AWOD has, but he's worked hard.
We settle too much in our careers.
Well, I think we're in a good position. We're on a great show. We got job security, at least a little bit, more than most people in radio.
That is true.
And you know what? We like working on the show every day. There's a lot of people who don't like the show they work on.
Name names.
I can't do that, but I will when these mics go off.
Was his name Drab, and was this about 12 years ago?
No. Of course not. I've liked every show I've been on 106.7. But it's good to have you back. You were in Pebble Beach last week.
It's basically adult Disneyland, a golfer's Disneyland, I guess you could say.
I have to say I did miss you when you were gone.
I know. You say that a lot. And I've come to the realization I'm gone a lot, too.
But I don't text you when you're on vacation like you text me.
Hold on. You mean like when I'm on vacation?
I text you at all last week?
You did not.
Right. I let you do your thing with your boys.
That's right.
And I figured we'd catch up when you came back.
Now, I did text you. Were you surprised by my...
What did you text me? I don't remember.
All right, hold on. I'll bring it up right now. I texted you. All right. When was this? But first text was Friday. Do we have off Monday? For Martin Luther King Day.
Did I respond?
And you said yes. I'm okay. And then I followed up. And I said, I've been peeking in during the mornings, forgot how funny you were, lots of Drab time.
Hey, you know what? I forgot about that. I can't believe you sent that text.
Why not?
That again so everybody picks up on that.
All right. I've been peeking in during the mornings, forgot how funny you were, lots of Drab time.
Hey, you know why that made me feel good? Because I don't remember being funny at all last week. And it's hard when you're not there because the Matt and Matt factory, the Bit Season,
yeah,
the brain isn't turning like that.
The machine isn't working.
Yeah.
You don't have your partner shoveling coal into the steam engine.
Exactly. We feed off of each other.
Right.
And Linnell was in here last week and
we have a comedic symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. Hey, look at that text message that I just sent you. For some reason, that's my new going to be my new reply to people when they leave me on read. I saw that on Twitter and I couldn't stop laughing. It's a screenshot. I just sent Valdez a screenshot of like a CNN article, and it says, Dave Chappelle didn't text Bob Saget back, and he regrets it.
Oh, that's funny. By the way, we'll talk more about Bob Saget's death later.
So he's definitely
later
on the
in bit season. Now, we need to do a full in memoriam to Bob Saget.
I know.
Well, especially on this show.
You heard me on the podcast when you went back and listened that I was upset at the Bob Saget coverage on the Junkies.
Yes, but I will say I enjoyed a lot of drab time on the Junks. And believe it or not, I never really check in on the show. And
why would you? On your vacation. It's a vacation.
Exactly. It's like work. But the problem is that I'm out there playing golf with my buddy Jack.
Yeah.
And Wacky Jackie's a P1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Loves the show. And like when he's showering in the morning, he has it playing on his Bluetooth speaker and everything. Uh-huh. And he can't get enough of the Junks. And so I have to hear it. And I'm sitting there nitpicking about the wrong people doing the wrong live reads and everything. And he finds it annoying. And I heard a couple of your segments and I said, you know what? Drab's entertaining.
Hey,
you were entertaining me. I was chuckling inside.
It was stressful enough having two guys, Linnell and Jeff, who've never worked on the show before.
Right.
Kind of running things as far as the audio and running the board. But I think we figured it out and there was a little bit of time for shtick during the week, but
when you told me your last meal was going to be a nacho plate, it was very fitting.
Well, what else would have been? You act like you're surprised. That was my answer.
No, but the fact that you were quick and you knew it was going to be a nice nacho plate.
Hey, thank you, man. Now I want to talk about your Pebble Beach segment on the show, because Monday morning after Wild Card Weekend, you figure we'd be segment after segment of NFL talk.
Of course.
But right at 7 a.m., the Junkies, they don't have a feel at all for radio. They wanted to talk about Valdez right at 6 a.m. when no one's listening. And I said, no, we got to build it up a little bit.
All right, keep it in your pants.
We can get all the Valdez details at 7 o'clock, because I'm sure it was a wild and wacky week in California. And I want to hear all about it. And he deserves it. Valdez puts a lot of work into the show. He deserves a nice full segment to talk about.
Right in prime time, too.
A little early. You know, I could have waited till 8 o'clock.
Oh, it's fine.
But the guys, they wanted to get to it. I could tell.
I'm kind of pissed off at the guys.
All right. And I think I know why.
Well, I'm sitting there. And I'm describing the Pebble.
Wait, so who's on the show
So that
Monday?
Show, Jason's off on, it was Tuesday.
It's been a confusing week.
Yeah, so Jason was off Tuesday, so it was Eric, JP, and Cakes.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going through the Pebble Beach trip, and I'm going through some of the notes. I thought it was funny that I played golf with a guy who has a glass eye. I thought it was maybe entertaining that I ate dinner with a Medal of Honor winner.
Yeah.
All right. Pebble, the most iconic course in the United States, and they no-sold it. And what I mean by that is they took the segment off. They basically said, this is your story to tell. Go ahead, tell the story, and we'll just sit there.
Now, I do agree with that. I do agree with that you pointed out after the segment was over. But I was entertained during your segment, so I'm letting you know right now, that was not a bad segment
I immediately felt like I did an awful job recapping the whole trip, because there were no questions about the trip. You know, but nobody had, the questions were, what did you do with your dog? And Drab, do your twins still have poopy diapers? Those were the questions.
Those were some terrible questions. They should have gone through actually a night by night. What did you do on this night? Did you get drunk here? What did you do after the round? Now tell me about going up to San Francisco. And did you guys go to any strip clubs or anything? Like, there's a million questions you could have asked, right?
Right.
They actually kind of did take the segment off, but I thought you, honestly, presenting the segment was entertaining.
That day, because I did a lot of soul searching.
I know you thought. Well, I know you thought about how that segment was going to go long before.
Of course.
Tuesday at 7 a.m.
Oh, of course. That's all I was doing was taking mental notes during the entire trip of what to bring back for the show. But I felt, honestly, after that, I felt like a crappy storyteller.
No,
I did.
You need an engaged audience.
Because I didn't have anyone engaged with me. The only person engaged was you. And I needed you.
I know. I needed
you to jump in.
We need a hand signal, like a third base coach, okay?
Right. I need to give you the sign to
the
jump
sign
in.
It's the producer sign.
Save me sign.
Jump in here and get involved because the guys are taking another segment off. All right.
No, this is what it's called. We need a producer safe word.
We do. You know what? An audible safe word that the biddies and you and me will know about. All right.
Right.
All right. Yeah, so we have to work that word into
the segment. Yes, we'll work it into a sentence.
Right.
All right.
All right. I'm just thought of the word, and it's got to be tricky, all right?
Okay.
The word is bobblehead, okay? Because okay. There's a bobblehead near you. All so right. If you hear me and Valdez say the word bobblehead, right. I like this. We are signaling to each other, hey, jump in here. The guys aren't helping me.
Right?
All right. Now, is that too hard of a word to work in?
What about something?
It's got to be a word that we don't use very often.
All right, something, what about like, board malfunction.
Okay, but how am I gonna use the word board malfunction?
I don't know. Or just say, what about mic cover, mic stand, mic something audio related.
I like bobblehead. It's out there, and it's stuck.
All right, bobblehead.
Well, it's on me and you to figure out how to work that into a sentence while we're talking.
All right, let me try this. All right, so we're number seven, the iconic par three at Pebble Beach.
I'm imitating the junkies.
It was playing about 80 yards. And hey, Cakes, can you move that bobblehead real quick?
Hey, Valdez, you know, why are you talking about this trip? What did you guys have for dinner? You mentioned the hay. Was that your big night out on the West Coast trip, or did you guys eat anywhere else that was pretty nice?
Look at you. That's exactly what I needed. I didn't need snoring.
All right. You know what? I like this. We're going to have to remember this.
Yeah, producer safe word.
Producer safe word for us to help each other
and the
out.
Listeners will be in on it, too, and they'll know exactly you
guys,
what we're doing.
You guys will get a chuckle out of it, listening in your cars or watching on TV. Yeah, they kind of no-sold you. It was, as you said, a trip of a lifetime. Why didn't they ask any pictures about the pictures?
They didn't really ask about it. And I made a big deal about it, and I posted some of them. I need to go through a lot more.
I know, even because EB was clubbing the caddy who took the picture while you were gone. He said the donk didn't know how to do, whoever took the picture didn't know what he was doing. There's too much shadowing. And it was one of the photos of the four of you guys, like with your arms around each other.
Yeah, and I have one of the selfies and everything, but no one really analyzed my outfit or anything like that.
Now, were you happy with your funeral pics?
No, of course not.
I thought you looked pretty good.
Well, that's strategic angling.
I studied your brain when the fourth shot of how you were standing behind someone.
Yeah, of course.
Right, to cut off half your body.
Right. Harry, what do you think about this picture that I'm going to show you right now? All right, this is me teeing off on 18.
Oh, what hole? This is the 18th
hole?
Yeah,
this is the iconic 18 at Pebble Beach.
Let me zoom in on this. There's a bit of a beer belly. I'm going to be honest. There's a bit of a beer belly. But the background is beautiful. But your stomach never looks like that.
I know. Exactly. It's just I'm contorting myself and it's a weird angle.
It is a weird angle.
I can't post that because then everyone will be joning. Yeah. Which, by the way, I want to say right now.
Why don't you do what Kim Kardashian does and edit the photo? I don't know. I honestly don't know. But there's an easy way to suck in that waist a little bit.
I know. I need to figure out how to do that.
Because that is a beautiful background.
Right. Exactly.
Now, is that the hole where you and your buddies were taking pee off the cliff?
Yes. So we just got drinks on number 16. By the way, I paid $34 for a transfusion.
That is unbelievable.
I know.
How were the cart babes?
Cart babes?
Yeah.
You mean the cart bobs?
They were dudes.
No, there's not a single cart girl on the course.
Well, that's ridiculous.
They had a shack out off number four.
Wait, you're telling me Pebble Beach, the second most iconic course in America, doesn't have any smoking hotties?
No hotties.
Mick Ultras?
No hotties serving up Mick Ultras. it's dudes, slovenly dudes with beer bellies as big as mine,
right,
serving drinks. And you know what? I probably would have bought more than just one transfusion if they were hot rolling around.
Of course.
That's the whole point, is you want to feel, you want to pay for interaction. It's basically a strip club.
Yeah.
It's the whole purpose of a cart girl, is so you can walk up, flirt a little bit, you know, maybe tip more than you should just to have her smile at you.
Hey, let me ask you a question about donks on the golf course.
Hey, by the way, look here. Hold on. This is at 18. Jack did it right. He's wearing all black as opposed to me.
Oh, Jack looks great. And he's wearing a hoodie, though.
Yeah, you can wear golf hoodies.
That's a little disrespectful for Pebble Beach.
Is it more disrespectful that I pissed off the number eight, the cliffs
of
18?
Yeah, that's kind of a show. Now, let me ask you about the clientele at Pebble Beach. Can you tell that these people ooze money? Or do they look like, and is there any behavior like you see at Muni courses, like guys just disrespecting the course, like on their golf cart, or going way too fast, or hooting and hollering? Is any of that, does that happen at all golf courses, or just the ones I play at?
You know what we did, Dram?
What?
We had the music going.
Oh, you had the music going.
Yeah, of course we had the music going.
Did you play the Purple Hearts playlist?
No, I did not, because that's special. I can't break that out. Okay. But we had our Pebble Beach playlist.
Yeah.
All right. So we got all the Cali songs going.
All right.
So we got like Alt Nation and Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know how many times we heard Californication?
Did you play the Orange County song California?
Oh, you mean from the OC?
The OC, yeah, that's what I mean.
I wish we should have put that on
California.
The list.
California. Yeah, that's, you know what? A Pebble Beach playlist. I like that.
And it was but there was no girls driving around on the golf cart.
That's weird to me.
Just smelly old dudes. And by the way, I don't understand who they bribed to get that job. Because
probably be like your grandfather had that job.
Because you know how in Vegas they say like doormen, like to be a Vegas doorman.
What are you talking about, like at a hotel or something?
Yeah, like in a hotel.
Yeah.
Is like a premier job. It's like, you know, you make like $100,000 in cash tips. Right. This has to be the equivalent of a Pebble Beach cart boy.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is driving around, serving up rich donks drinks, or paying $30 for a transfusion.
Right.
They're probably tipping you $10 a drink. It's got to be a premier gig. And they won't give that to just some 24-year-old co-ed.
I would think that being a cart girl at Pebble Beach, like that's the top of the service industry in
that area.
That's
what you strive for.
That's what you strive for, right?
Yes. You know how you go to college for food and bev?
Exactly.
That's the kind of job you want to land.
And the day you turn 30, you're fired.
Of course. they see one wrinkle on that face, you're effing fired.
All right. All of you girlfriends out there, guys who listen, don't be mad at me. I'm just joking around. what about the other courses that you played? Because I'm most intrigued by this course called Pacific Grove.
Yeah,
right?
Pacific
Is that a
Grove.
Thing?
I when I was playing,
I saw some pictures of that dog track, and I feel like you got duped. You were talking, or someone's getting duped, because you talked about all these great courses out there, and I'll give you Pebble Beach, but I saw pictures of that other Pacific course. Now look, the water looks the same. I'll give you that. The water looks beautiful, but the grass was all burnt up.
I thought about you a lot, Drabby, during all that right. round, because this place, Pacific Grove. It's called Poor Man's Pebble. All right.
Yeah.
So Pebble Beach, to play there without caddy fees or cart fees or whatever, is a flat rate of $575. Pacific Grove is $75.
$75?
$75.
Hey, it costs that much to play at South Riding.
No, you can play Reston National for more money than...
That's unbelievable.
$17.57 costs more money than Pacific Grove.
And is this just like a half mile up the road?
It was about a 10-minute drive from our hotel.
But right on the coast.
So the first 9 holes are all inland. All right. So you're basically spraying the ball... you know, on 300-yard par fours.
So those it just looks like a normal.
It's actually the first 9 are the biggest Muni course in the world. They have nets up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's basically like bumper bowl. They have nets up so you don't pummel some rich dude's house.
And now, was it a, it's not a par three course, is it?
No, it's not a par three course.
But then but the back nine.
But as soon as you get to the back nine, all of the holes are like on the ocean.
That is, how are there so many golf courses
just
on,
the ocean?
I don't understand.
You know what?
That's prime realty right there.
You know what Rodney Dangerfield says?
What does he say?
He says, country clubs and cemeteries, worthless real estate. Waste of real estate.
It is. I mean, look, it's beautiful for the people who play there, but I can't imagine what that land is worth. And you're playing, and they're doing it on a $75 green fee.
I don't know how what the maintenance is. Obviously, it's not, the maintenance isn't as good as Pebble, but it was a fun, it was actually my favorite round. And you want to know why? Because it was hit and giggle golf.
No, that's what you like. Just screwing around with the boys.
Oh, yeah. We were screwing around with the boys. We played as a fivesome. We were drinking beers, dipping.
Let me ask you something.
Bumming cigs from everybody.
You said you were nervous before your first shot at
Pebble. I was.
When I'm nervous, I get diarrhea. Did you have...
There was no Hershey squirts.
A pre-round run to the bathroom.
There was no pre-round run to the bathroom. Although I will say we got there early, right? And we warmed up and everything, and everyone was feeling a little bit of the nerves. So we all went into the bar, and I got a Bloody Mary, everybody got a beer, and we cheersed.
Said, let's have a good day.
Yeah, let's have a good day. And then we went out on the course.
All right. What day did you play Pebble? I could actually talk to you about this golf trip for an hour. I'm not sure. Literally, I'm not sure if anybody else cares, like the junkies didn't care, yeah. But I'm interested.
Bobblehead.
What day did you play Pebble?
I felt like that was
early in the week.
I played, let's see, when did I leave out? I left Monday. I played Wednesday at Pebble.
And you played Thursday at
Pacific Grove.
Okay, so no wonder that seemed like a crappy course. You played it the day after Pebble.
Well, I know, that was the whole point of scheduling that course.
You should have said Friday.
No, because then you would probably be tired. You're a rookie when it comes to golf trips.
Yeah.
You want to schedule the good golf like the second time you go, because you don't want to be aching and have your back on fire by the last day. And by the way, the Pacific Grove, we dubbed it the fast food of golf, because we just had fine dining at Pasa Tiempo, mm-hmm. The finest dining, filet mignon golf at Pebble Beach. And sometimes you just want to pummel a cheesy quesadilla. Right. And that's what the kind that golf was at Pacific Grove.
That makes perfect sense.
Right. Yeah. How many times can you eat at the Palm?
For me, never again. I'm not a big
fan, but I understand. Like, you know, the whole nines, two hour dinners.
Absolutely.
Wine in a decanter, a four course meal.
Sometimes you just want a nice greasy burrito.
Exactly. Sometimes you want a bacon cheeseburger and you're it out in 4 hours. That's what you want.
I totally get that. Now, what about Cakes thinking that he can play these golf? Because you mentioned Pasa Tiempo, okay?
Pasa Tiempo, okay.
Pasa Tiempo, and how hilly it was.
Yes.
Do you think Cakes could have carried his bag all 18 holes like you did?
No chance.
Cakes, who self-admitted today he's out of shape and he wants to look like he did with Brett Michaels on stage with him.
There's 0% chance. And I was
Cakes disrespects the art of golf.
He does.
The grind.
He doesn't understand that your calves are going to be on fire from walking 4 miles, 5 miles of hills. He's a robot. He runs the same trails for 3-4 miles.
He does. He is a runner.
With his palms up. And then goes home and isn't thinking about twisting, bending, and contorting himself.
Right. All right. Back to. I'm actually, the thing I'm most intrigued about is because this was a guy's trip.
Guy's trip, yes.
Did you smoke any doobies while you're out there?
No doobies, no edibles.
Oh, first of all, that's a question the junkie should have asked.
Oh, yeah. Nobody.
I'm not a big edibles guy.
I
don't think you. I don't know if you've ever done that. At least not in a long time, because you never talk about that. And that's not something that you just like to pound beers. That's
right? I'm a pound beers kind of guy.
Let me look at me. Yeah. There's no way you can smoke a bowl before you play one of those courses.
That would ruin my experience if I packed a bowl or lit up a blunt before Pebble.
Now, did you look for Jim Nance's house?
The caddy pointed it out to
us. Oh, it doesn't know. Does it look silly?
Yeah, because I think everybody asks where Jim Nantz's house is.
Now, did you ask where, who's the
Ron Rivera?
No, I should have. No, who's the, Scotty Cameron's house?
I didn't ask about that.
Or Thomas Keller.
Did not ask that.
You didn't
ask. I was focused on Nantz. And I didn't realize, do you know Nancy's moving?
He's moving away from Pebble?
Yeah.
Why? Or where is he going?
I think he's moving to Nashville.
Oh, everybody's moving to Nashville. Let me tell you, that's a downgrade.
I think so.
That's
too.
A complete downgrade.
I'm sitting there looking around, drinking my transfusion, going, he's moving away from this.
I didn't think you could get sick of the sun and the waves, but apparently you can. And I think you remarried or something, so maybe his wife
doesn't like the attention while on the course. That's kind of what the caddy was hinting at.
Oh, okay. Jim wants to blend in Nashville.
Yeah, Jim on the other hand loves it. I think.
Hey,
he loves rolling around in his Mercedes-Benz car.
Sometimes when you get married, you got to make sacrifices. I don't know about moving away from Pebble, but apparently he's willing to.
I find a new wife.
Now, I found this the most interesting is that you were hyping up John Madden's restaurant to me, okay? Off air.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You were saying that John Madden booth and John Madden's, you said this name of this place, it was like Cafe what? What was it?
Cafe Fina?
Cafe Fina. That looked like some hole in the wall dive bar in Falls Church, okay? And you're hyping up this Cafe Fina place with John Madden's sealed off booth. Okay,
it's in the Fisherman's Wharf in Monterey.
Yeah,
and apparently John Madden lived out in Monterey. I don't know when or mm-hmm. what period of time, but he was stumbling around looking for a bowl of clam chowder.
Yeah,
and so he walked into this place, in Cafe Fina, and go ask the owner, "Do you guys have clam chowder?" And the owner goes, yes. And he goes, I'll give it to you for free. And if you don't like it, don't ever come back.
So John Madden kept coming back?
So he kept coming back, and he started becoming friends with the owner.
Okay.
We met the owner. He gave us his life story.
Was he 100 years old?
But old. Started sobbing when talking about the story. Of John passing, and
he's probably telling that story 30 times a day.
He should probably get a Golden Globe.
He's duping you into ordering some clam chowder. Yeah.
You know, it worked because all of us got a bowl of clam chowder.
He's telling that story to every group that comes in. A bunch of dummies. Yeah, John Madden probably ate there 2 times in his life.
I think the secret ingredient in the chowder are chef tears.
Right, exactly. It's like the Bill Cosby booth at Uncle Ben's. I think they got rid of that, but for a while.
But so he's telling us the story, sobbing about how he misses the poker games, and he was just texting with him the other day. And then my buddy says, why just stash him in a home for all those years? But the John Madden booth, it's so old. Like they found basically AFC championship Raiders jacket that from a Goodwill store that they threw
and
on
they
the back of a chair.
Oh,
yeah, they decorated it and then roped it off.
That's funny. Now I was intrigued when you told me that you love San Francisco.
Oh, I love it.
San Francisco gets a bad rap these days, and I haven't been there in about 15 years, but I always thought it was the most beautiful city I've ever been to, like major city.
Yes, I would agree. And the homelessness is a problem.
Yeah,
I saw a homeless guy poop on the street.
You actually saw a guy defecating.
I saw a guy pull his
pants
down.
What's so romantic about that? That sounds awful.
What, San Francisco or homeless people pooping?
Well, just if it's the homeless problem so bad that you gotta
ignore it. And you know what? Every big city has its problems. And you could argue that.
I know, but there's not guys making duty out there by the Washington Monument. You know what I mean?
I'm sure it's happened.
They grab those guys and throw them in an alley somewhere.
Well, it's just, if you're homeless, you just move out to the West Coast because you don't have to deal with the cold elements.
Now, was San Francisco cold at all?
It was butt cold at night.
It seems butt cold there. It doesn't snow or anything like
nice
that.
During the day and then butt cold at night. And then we had a mandate. Wacky Jackie and I during the day.
I thought the whole thing was a mandate.
No, I mean, there's other guys, but okay. everyone had left. Yeah, everyone had left by then.
Is this Friday night?
This is Friday night.
Okay, you've already played all your rounds of golf.
We played Olympic Club. Shout out to Biddy Omar, who's a Bit Season fanatic and Junkies fanatic.
Who's Omar? Is he the guy who hooked you up?
Yeah,
there?
He's the guy that hooked us up.
What was
at
with
Olympic
you
Club.
Tweeting at some random bartender? Oh, that was kind of embarrassing.
It was butt embarrassing.
What
looking
were you
back,
doing? Looking back, are you drunk? Back, you were
oh,
drunk.
Of course, I was drunk.
So you're hammered, having all
hammered,
the Bit Season people tweet a random bartender for a retab. Why wasn't that brought up on the
that
Junkies?
Should have been brought up. That should have been top of the.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because the guy he saw us having a good time and he's asking us if we're out of town. And then he starts asking about what we do and stuff. And, you know, and Jack tells him how I work in radio. And he's asking us if it's popular. And I said, yeah, I think it's popular.
And you asked for his Twitter handle middle of this?
Yeah. And I said, here, I'll show you how popular it is.
Oh, my God. You were drunk.
I know.
God, that is. I'm actually dying inside right now for you. I can't believe you did that.
Trust me. There was a moment in time where I'm contemplating deleting my tweets the next morning.
I think you should have.
I know. I really should have. And then I just felt stupid.
Did you pay full price?
I did not. So
he hooked you.
Yeah, yeah, he hooked us. He charged us like $30, and then we tipped him $100.
Oh wow, okay, yeah. All right, that's a good night.
Yeah,
that's good.
It was a great send off.
Was it depressing coming back here?
Very depressing.
Yeah,
and especially after a night on the town, and then going to doing the airport shtick.
It's always a bad feeling. That's why people like to take tropical vacations during the wintertime. I save my tropical vacations for July.
Especially when it's snowing here.
Yeah, because it's too depressing when you come back.
It is, it's depressing.
You know, like...
All you want to do is just curl up in a ball and think about your fun trip.
Absolutely.
You want to detach
from
reality.
When I come back from... when I go to spring training with the Junkies or... Every once in a while, I'll go out to Arizona in the springtime, and you come back here, and it's still snowing. It sucks the life out of you.
It really does. And you know what the worst part is that when you're flying back, and you're wearing like a thin layered hoodie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Comfortable clothes. And then you step outside and it's 0 degrees.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Like wearing a tropical t-shirt.
Yeah. I've done that many times.
And it was also an awful flight because I flew United and they don't have live TV. So I was all excited to like bet the Bengals Raiders game and then chill, watch the game on the flight and, you know, make the 5 hours go by quick.
You know why I respect you, Valdez?
Why?
Because I knew you were flying back this weekend, this past weekend. And
on Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday.
Right in the start of the Bengals Raiders game. I think my flight left at 1:10 p.m.
And I gave Eric a hard time about this, but I was impressed that you put in the time and the research to catch up on all the NFL action. You knew exactly what all the big storylines were, what people, the calls that were missed. You knew way more than EB, who spent all weekend here not watching football.
I did. I believe I'm the one that brought up the controversial whistle.
You did. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what can I say, Drab? I'm a professional.
And I could have used you, though. I needed you last week. I don't say this often, but I needed you for that Bob Saget segment. When Bob Saget passed away on a Sunday, and it was the day after Washington football team's final game against the Giants, and you wouldn't think there would be a lot of time for a Bob Saget segment, but I had to put it in there, and I wanted it at 6:45 so we could talk a little football.
Well, he's an American icon.
American. I called him America's dad on the show, and many people have this past few weeks as well.
Like, I don't want to put down John Madden or, like you, but right. The death of Bob Saget is probably...
Well, it was sudden.
Well, it was sudden, that makes it bigger in my eyes. But I would say the death, to me... of Bob Saget is bigger than the death of
now,
John
Now, did you
Madden.
Go back and listen to that segment of Bob Saget on
I
the
did.
Junkies?
I did.
And did you hear me get upset?
I did.
At
you
the
should have.
Lack of coverage that the Junkies gave Bob Saget.
I love you for it because it was disrespectful to talk about hot tubs for 10 minutes.
How can they not care? I understand they're older. They didn't grow up watching Bob Saget and Full House every day. By the way, I was upset about all the Full House jokes on Twitter.
What do you mean, Full House jokes?
Room for Rent. Oh, you know, or Fuller House is now back down to Full House.
Much disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
I was thinking about Bob Saget a lot, about Full House and then his transition to America's Funniest Home Videos.
Was America's Funniest Home Videos?
It was a huge
bigger
in my house.
Than Full House. I think it was because it was on ABC.
Time.
It was on ABC on Sunday nights. And if you, I don't have that fond of memories like watching popular TV shows when I was a kid because I didn't have cable until like eighth grade. But I remember everyone talking about like Saturday Night Live, which is on NBC. But like I had to go to bed, so right. I never watched a lot of that stuff that everybody was talking about. But if you didn't watch America's Funniest Home Videos,
right.
Monday morning recess sucked in fifth grade.
I know. And then you know what it was like? It was like our first introduction to sports talk radio because all you did was talk about your favorite videos.
Exactly.
And then you say, you know how they did the three finalists and they would shine the light on the crowd, the family in the crowd and everything.
It was always exciting.
Yeah.
Trying to predict who was going
to
be.
Yeah, to predict who was going to win.
Yeah.
And then when your video didn't win, you would be cranky about it.
Yeah.
And you say, how is that not win? That one's definitely the funniest.
Now, what was the prize? Was it
$10,000? I think it was $10,000.
And didn't they have, at the end of the year, like all the winners would come back.
Yes.
And then
one was like $100,000.
And they had all the balloons like on set, the red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
Also, for an iconic show, I was thinking about this. Worst theme song ever. Can you even tell me the theme song?
Red, white, and blue. The funniest things you do. America, America, this is you.
All right, so you do remember it. For as popular as a TV show as it was.
No one isolate that, by the way.
Okay. Nobody talks about the theme song for that show. It should be a household up there with Full House and Family Matters and all the other great TV show theme songs. Right.
You know what?
Cheers.
You know what? It's a shame. It's a shame Bit Season has a better theme song than America's Funniest Home Videos.
I actually think that when we came up with, you guys, I don't know if you know this, when we came up with the Bit Season theme song, we thought of Full House.
Yes.
That's what we told Richmond John we wanted. We wanted a throwback to
campy
TV shows.
Yes. Richmond John gets a lot of credit for composing it. But it was kind of our brainchild.
Yeah, we were the script writers. He was the director, basically.
Yes.
Now we came up with the idea, but he was a masterful. God damn, I miss Bob Saget, man. I miss Bob Saget, and not that
Do you know what doesn't get a lot of
just
run?
Just made you feel good.
You know what doesn't get a lot of run is his resurgence during the Aristocrats movie.
I saw that. I saw a lot of people talking about that. A lot of people in
because remember when he all of a sudden he shed his America's Dad.
Yeah, that was
role.
Was that the big thing that his big coming out party?
That was like his later resurgence.
And what was the line in the movie?
Everyone knew him as, you know, Full House, Danny Tanner, America's Funniest Home Videos, and then when we got older, like. When we hit our mid-20s, that's when all of a sudden he came out as this raunchy, real cokehead comedian. And then he started saying the jokes about how he all of his fans who know him as Danny Tanner want to go f*** him.
You were talking about like having sex.
Yeah,
with, like,
having
20,
sex with 23
year old girls.
Yeah, doing that.
Yeah,
that was around the Aristocrat time.
American icon,
huge American icon.
Gone too soon. Now, I'll be honest. I wasn't really following Bob Saget's comedy career like late in the game.
Yeah, like we were going around to the Cellar.
Right. Now, he never came in studio, but we did meet him. Or actually, you did not, but the Traveling Virus Tour. I met Bob Saget backstage out there.
But that was Opie and Anthony's thing.
Opie and Anthony's thing was like the first week or two, something like that I moved to D.C., I didn't care at all about Opie and Anthony.
You're awestruck.
I was awestruck by Bob Saget because growing up, I didn't listen, and being on the West Coast, Opie and Anthony weren't really even out there. I didn't, those guys didn't blow me away. Carlos Mencia and Bob Saget is who I got sized for. I
mean, that's actually spitting on Bob Saget's grave.
I didn't even know who Jimmy Norton was.
Do you know what? You know what else it makes Bob? What Bob Saget makes me remember?
What's that?
It makes me remember Full House and how the. Do you remember when you first found out Alanis Morissette's song "You Ought to Know"
was about Joey? Of
about
course,
Dave
I remember.
Coulier.
It was always the rumor, but then I guess it really was true. I was never a big Uncle Joey fan.
Was it Joey or was Joey? Hold on, you're making me forget.
Yeah, it was Joey.
Okay,
Dave
Coulier,
Joey on the
cut
show.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cut it out.
By the way, Joey also had a show that followed America's Funniest Home Videos.
He did. It was what was the name of that show?
I'm trying to remember, but he hosted.
And it was a low rent version.
Yes, it was basically a ripoff of America's Funniest Home Videos, and he had like characters.
He had that dumb rabbit.
Ask for me.
Yeah.
Catch me if you can.
What? What America's Funniest People?
Yes, that's
what a shit show!
What a sham!
What a ripoff! And they use the same guy from the same series.
Hey, can you imagine those TV execs? Hey, we'll just
TV execs suck.
Hey, we'll just pull the nubs comedian from America's Funniest Home Videos, and then instead of calling it America's Funniest Home Videos, we call it America's Funniest People.
I'm sure the show got monster ratings.
Oh, well, I used to watch it.
I watched it, again, because it was on ABC and I was a kid and that was free TV. That's what we had to watch. There weren't many options. It was either that or Star Trek at the time. But I was never a big... I liked them all. I mean, I liked all the characters, but he never... The woodchuck... The woodchuck puppet.
Oh, what's the one with his hands on his head?
Oh, Ranger Rick. Or something like that. He sucked. Dave Coulier sucks, but unfunny.
He rode the coattails of Bob Saget.
He did. He absolutely did. Bob Saget was great on that show. It must have been tough for him, too, because here he is, Bob Saget, as a comedian, and he's the dork on the show. Uncle Jesse's probably spanging a thousand women a week.
Yeah, he was
back
living
then.
In the basement where it doubled as his music studio.
Exactly. No, I'm talking about in like real life.
Oh,
right.
In real
so you
life.
Have the three stars of the show of the right. adult males. You have Dave Coulier, who's famous. People think he's funny. He's probably hooking up with chicks left and right. And Danny Tanner is this dorky guy that nobody. He's actually very similar to. Urkel. All right. Okay. Like in real life, Jaleel White's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And, but
you know, he's got a boring weatherman job.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was not
he's the straight edge.
He was a straight guy. And he let the other guys get all the attention on that show.
Right. Danny was the guy that would use the vehicle for their lesson. Like the moral of the show,
yeah.
Danny would be the guy who is doing it at the end.
No, it really was a great show. Now, do you like that show more than Fresh Prince?
Yes,
me too. What about?
I like everything about Full House except Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh, Kimmy Gibbler!
She would ruin.
Terrible.
She ruins the show.
Ruins the show. You're absolutely right about
Thank
that.
You.
I hated when she would come over.
I know, so would I. Annoying. Reminded you all of your annoying friends.
Yeah. I liked, what was the show? So you had TGIF, you had Full House.
Family Matters.
Family Matters, awesome show.
Definitely.
Family Matters greater than Fresh Prince if we're talking about family shows.
I would definitely
love Family Matters.
Definitely higher on the totem pole than Fresh Prince.
I told you, I had a massive crush on Laura Winslow back when I was in middle school.
I actually
so much so, I want to tell you this, and you don't know this. I had such a crush on Laura Winslow that I told everyone at school that I had a black girlfriend in Portland. Because I wanted to date her so bad. I was in fifth or sixth grade at the time.
I had the big crush on, who was the tomboy in Step by Step?
Cody? I know, that's the doofus.
That's the doofus.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The tomboy. God, I forget her name. But that was my crush.
Yeah, that was your crush?
She had like a coming out party where she all of a sudden went to some college party. And yeah. She wore this black dress, and all of a sudden she had boobies. That's when all of a sudden it lit for me.
Really?
That. Yeah.
Hey.
Now, I didn't go to the extent and lie and say I had a fake girlfriend like you did.
Yeah. I know. That was embarrassing. We broke up a couple weeks later after I started telling people.
Everybody's asking you questions.
Too many questions.
Hey, Drev, does she call you before or after her set? Hey, can you get me an autograph?
I wasn't dating Laura Winslow. I was just so into black women at the time that I told people that I had a girlfriend.
What was her name?
Her name, I think, was Diashra or something. Oh, like
Diashra?
Diashra, yeah, yeah. So cringeworthy.
Well, tell me some more about these fibs.
All I remember.
Did you like tell them that you guys would call every night or something like that? How old were you?
I was in, I think, fifth grade.
Oh man.
It was right before I started actually.
You know, that's
told you my first girlfriend was in seventh grade.
Right.
My first real girlfriend.
I don't blame you because that's when your mind starts really coming up with like imagination stuff.
It's tough to keep up. You gotta you know.
And you want to seem cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted the boys in the class, the guys to like me, think I had something going on.
Yeah. So it's like, Drev, who you seeing? And then you're put on the spot.
Here's the good thing about making up girlfriends back then. There weren't a lot of questions.
Right? You were like Manti Te'o before Manti Te'o.
I really was. Now, I was a child, so I think I get a pass. But I loved Family Matters. I loved Family Matters.
Yes.
For me, I think it almost as good as Full House. But
do you know who Steve Urkel's alter ego is?
Urkel, Stefan Urkel. Are you kidding
okay,
me?
This okay. is
a scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate. Don't waste my time. All right.
Extra scoop of chocolate for Drab.
That's funny, man. So Bob Saget did not get the recognition and love
that
he deserved.
I'm happy that
he gets it on this show.
I know.
Show.
I'm happy that we gave him the time that he deserves on this show.
Right.
And by the way, I'm very happy that it was nothing nefarious that was going on in his hotel room.
Oh, like cheating on his wife with some hookers or something
or
that.
Or drugs. I know Eric immediately thought about drugs.
Eric always thinks the worst.
So
right?
It made me happy knowing that it was, well, not happy, but you know what I mean?
That it was natural causes.
Yes, it was natural causes.
All right, now back to the Junkies, which the show is supposed to be about.
Oh, yes.
Okay. What do you make of Lurch this week on the show saying he wants to stay in the other studio and not be one of the boys here in the Junk studio?
It's depressing to me.
I didn't like that either.
It's because Jason has slowly... Because you know how we talk about how Cakes doesn't have any friends or anything like that? That's a different type of antisocial that Jason's going through. Jason basically wants to avoid any human interaction at this radio station. And you think about it.
At the radio station, because when he leaves here, he's a social butterfly, right? He's hobnobbing with all the Loudoun County elites.
Right. But think about when he leaves here.
Mm-hmm.
Jason purposefully walks the detour, the scenic route at this station.
Yeah, people, I don't
know.
So he doesn't, really
so he doesn't
that.
Come in contact with like CK or even you.
He doesn't like small talk.
He doesn't like small talk.
Unlike Cakes, who only cares about small talk, nothing deep.
Exactly. But it's our fault because we were feeding into that antisocial behavior that Jason has.
Yeah, well, it had to be done this week. We can't really talk about it, you know, but you guys can figure out connect the dots, as I think JP said on the show this week. So we're keeping the guy separate just in case. We don't want anybody else to get sick. And Jason was gone last week, so he's been in that studio the entire week. He hasn't come in contact with anybody. But he seems to be enjoying it over there.
Do you think it's going to become permanent?
No.
Do you think
we told him Monday you're back.
But do you think he's
going
to push for it to be permanent?
I mean, I think he can push all he wants. We need the guys to be in the same studio and looking at each other and vibing off each other.
Yes. Do you think Jason is going to turn around and look at us more as the show's going
on?
We
should get Jason a giant mirror behind Cakes. Okay?
All right.
So Jason is just staring into that. If he wants to look at us, he just looks into the mirror behind Cakes, and the reflection goes back to us in the other room.
You know, it's hard talking crap about the junkies when you have so many eyes on you.
I know. I saw people saying today on the text machine, Jason, can you read the producer's lips in that studio? They wanted to know what we were saying about the guys. It was like in the 6 a.m. hour. It made me laugh because I think we were talking about it.
If you want to hear that, then you're going to have to pay for premium coverage of Bit Season.
We need a premium version of Bit Season.
Founding members.
Hey, also, we were told we can't do t-shirts or merch at this time, but I saw a movement of people wanting Bit Season merch online. We're hoping that we can do that someday, but we can't do it right now. But we know that we would have some killer gear.
Of course.
It would be so sick.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on the beefy tees either. It'd be good looking tees.
It wouldn't be just lame radio station gear. It would look great. Yes. So
you know what I want? I want a Bit Season koozie.
Oh, I would love it.
I would kill for a Bit Season.
You know, why
koozie?
Don't we go into our pocket for those? Or not. Or not. What I thought it's been a pretty good week of shows this week. The other things here that we could touch on is that made me laugh this week is EB talking about how angry he gets when D goes to bed at him at the same time.
At first I didn't understand it, but now I kind of do what he was thinking. He basically wants a head start in the race, like going to bed at the same time.
You're just thinking about all the extra Z's his wife is getting.
Well, not just that, but like, if you go to bed by yourself, you have the whole bed to yourself, and it's just easier to fall asleep than it is, you know.
But I don't think that's why he's upset. He's upset that his wife gets more sleep than him. And so he thinks
everyone in the world gets more sleep than us.
I know.
Why doesn't he realize that?
He can also go to bed earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Just do that.
No, I don't recommend doing the Valdez schedule at
now,
all.
Yes. By the way, my sleep run gets so much play on the junks. My sleep pregame, my routine that I
know.
I do.
AB loves saying the vagus nerve.
Oh yeah, Vegas or vagus. I'm one of those two. It's getting out of hand. I know I can't sleep.
Hey, by the way, I figured something out, and I need to clarify this. Talking about your routine and what you do at night, you guys were piling on Drabby for wasting his life on social media, right?
Or just wasting your life in general.
We're all wasting our lives, all right? None of us are doing anything special.
Yeah.
But I came to the realization that the reason why my Instagram is so high is because I'm driving and Instagramming at the same time every day. I have a long drive home to Aldi every day, and that's where I do my TikTok and an Instagram. All right, I want you to know that. Okay, sitting at home.
You want all the babies to know that you're not. Sitting
I'm not
on
that
your couch.
Loser you think I am, sitting on my phone all day long. I was trying to figure out why that number was so high. You're eight minutes.
I was 8 minutes 45 seconds a day. You were 46 minutes a day.
45 minutes. Which I've looked at my activity before. It's been higher than that. That was a relatively low week for me. And then Cody Betts comes in the studio after hearing that segment. He tells me that he's only on Instagram for a couple minutes a day. It was a little bit depressing, but then I figured out why.
Well, you can always say is what? I'm using it for work.
Yeah, I'm studying all those Instagram babes for work, babe. I actually do follow some Instagram babes. I had to mute them because the uncomfortableness of my wife
on your phone, like, just, and then seeing big d- bouncing in your
face. Yeah, like I'm never going to text another chick. I'm not interested in anything like that, like actually making poor decisions in my life. The most I'll ever go is getting sized for Instagram babes, all right? And there's only a couple that I follow, but the other day, my wife wanted to show me, told me to look at a message she sent me on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And she
sent
me
a reel or something.
She sent me a reel about twins or something. I don't remember. So then I load up the Instagram next to my wife.
Yeah, you load it up, and then all of a sudden,
and it's my girl Gabby Epstein in like some skimpy G string, and I'm like, oh my god, damn it. So now I've like muted the women that I follow on Instagram. Not that I follow a lot or I'm some big perv or anything, but every guy follows a few.
You know what's funny is like when you pull up Gabby or you scroll through Gabby, and then all of a sudden you see Adam Epstein like picture.
No. You know who's a big perv? Bodie. there's an Instagram babe that I follow. I'm sure many of you do. Named Demi Rose. Okay.
Okay.
And just a big butt, just big butt white girl. Okay. Just big natural jugs.
Just the biggest butt injection known to man.
And every time I see one of her photos pop up in my feed, it says, liked by Bodie. It always makes me chuckle. Bodie, if you don't know, used to work at the radio station as a producer. Now he lives in Denver and is a good friend of mine. But it always makes me laugh. And AWOD's the king of just well, following.
What's the point of liking?
I don't know. Like he'll be one out of like.
Hey, do you think
900,000 likes?
Do you think Demi Rose is going to see Bodie's profile and say, "Oh my God, that balding clubfoot guy needs to be inside
let
me.
Let me move this bald zero to Ibiza with me."
oh my god, that ginger AWOD needs to be. I need to sit on its face ASAP.
I don't know. Instagram, it is a giant time suck. It is, but it is interesting. But I told you again. And I made the case on the Junkies. I love TikTok. I'm a TikToker.
Yeah,
I'll never have my own. I'll never post one thing.
Let me ask you a question. What's the babe situation on TikTok?
I don't know. I don't follow it. I'm not interested.
Because I've seen. Because I'm not into. Like,
I'm not really into what they have to say.
I'm not into the Instagram babe stuff, but I am into the golfer babe stuff.
Well, I think golf babes is big on TikTok, as it is on all of them. You know what all these guys do now? They just create accounts on all the social media stuff, so they double dip. They double dip their earnings, basically.
Golf babe stuff has surged so much in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And basically, these probably sevens, all right? Mm-hmm. These sevens in terms of Instagram. So Demi Rose is probably a 10, right?
Right, she is. Absolutely.
All right. So you have this 7 who probably doesn't have as big a butt as Demi, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't have as
but big, looks great for
but looks great in a golf skirt swinging a club.
That's because
So what they do is they basically get lessons.
All right. They're terrible at golf.
They're terrible at golf. They get lessons so they have somewhat of a formidable swing. Then all of a sudden they rocket themselves into a 10 when they were probably a soft 6.
Women in sports are always desired by the rubes out there.
Of course.
Even if they're mildly attractive, you know. Yes.
Oh,
overrated.
Oh, she's so hot and can talk to me about sports.
Why is that? Why is that?
Let me tell you why.
My wife's not into sports. And actually, you know what? Sometimes it bothers me. I kind of wish she was a little bit more into sports than she is.
Now,
I don't want her hot take about Josh Allen or anything like that.
No, it's because men are stupid.
We are stupid,
And we're gluttonous. We want it all. We're not willing to pick and choose qualities and attributes. We're so into ourselves that we want a girl version of ourselves. That's why guys fawn over these girls who love sports so much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. But I don't want my, you know, a woman guzzling beers and eating potato chips on the couch next to me. Right? I want her to have a clue. Like, I'm telling you, my wife doesn't know who the Kansas City Chiefs are. And that kind of ricks me.
Well, here's the problem. Like, AWOD's dream girl is someone that he can smooch with who has wing sauce all over their lips.
And that he can talk about
Wizards basketball.
Kuzma's box, you know, stat line from the night before.
Yes. But
that's too much.
That's what I envision, is them rubbing wing sauce on each other's mouths before kissing at a sports bar.
Yeah. There's a fine line there somewhere. Golf babes.
Yeah, golf babes. Sorry.
All right. So before we end the show, I want to tell you, Speaking of TikTok, and maybe this, I told you about the old hockey guy. One of our listeners knows him, or he's a family
he's the cousin of him.
Is a cousin. I want to meet that guy. Maybe we can interview
him. Hey, you know what we should do is we should do a remote broadcast from his cabin.
I would love that. That would be.
Do you think he would let us do that?
Well, he's got 5 million followers, so I don't know how interested he is in Drab and Valdez, but maybe we can make the pitch through the cousin. All right, it actually is a girl on TikTok or in Instagram that I found. I'm not interested in her for her looks, even though she's like an attractive college girl.
Okay,
but I found this girl on Instagram who flies her own private planes.
G6?
She took pilot lessons, right? And she flies around a 1952 Bonanza, this little plane.
Is that like a crop duster?
Basically. Yeah. It's like a one-seater, two-seater. But she posts the most beautiful photos of the sunsets.
Like panoramic skyline pictures.
And what she does, like every weekend, she was like in Ann Arbor because she went to University of Michigan. I think her Instagram handle is Bayflight, but she's also on TikTok. You'd find her if you're interested in it. She made flying look like the greatest thing on earth and that anybody can do it. And she started hyping up buying your own private plane. Isn't that expensive? And I started looking into it. You can actually, dude, I'm telling you, you can buy a plane for like $50,000.
Are you saying you're going to put it in your garage?
No, you keep it in the hangar. Uh-oh. You pay like a monthly fee, right? Just like we do with our horses, yeah. Okay? And this girl would go to the airport and she'd fly she'd take her mom to a nice restaurant in like Kalamazoo or something, you know what I mean? Right, for the weekend.
Nice restaurant in Kalamazoo. So she lives in Michigan?
She just moved to California, right?
Okay. So like let's say if she was in LA, she would like fly up the coast to San Francisco.
Napa Valley.
Oh, okay.
For the afternoon, right?
Right. Do a sunset. You know how you do have like a sunset cruise?
Yeah.
At like a resort?
Sunset flight.
Yes, sunset flight.
But she's got like all the GoPros on the wings and everything. Dude, it looks so badass.
She's romanticizing flying.
Absolutely. It looks like the most peaceful thing ever. Just getting in a plane by yourself, flying over the shoreline or flying wherever you want, just listening to music. All right. And then you could, Valdez, think about this. You and the boys head over to the Manassas Airport. Okay. All right. You get in your private little jet and you fly down to Pinehurst for the weekend.
We got to start it by hand. That's not very reassuring.
No. These are nice planes. They're upgraded. You know, they're not going to drop out of the sky.
It's very scary. All I can think about is Drab.
I don't know anything about flying.
All I can think about is Drab as Randy Quaid and Independence. and he crop dusts the wrong field. and then flying his plane up the spaceship's lunar beam.
You know how EB says I'm an interesting guy?
Yes.
That's because that's the stuff I get interested in. Now I'll go down for a few weeks into a private plane wormhole and I'll learn a little bit about it. And then I'll retain one or two things for the next 10 years about flying private planes.
Then you'll ask me to go havesies with you.
Hey, if EB can go havesie on a Miata with his neighbor, Marcel. Yeah. Then I can go havesie with you on it about an airplane.
Does it have two seats?
Yeah, it has two seats. And I think I had rooms in the back for a third person.
We'll be like, someone photoshop.
And I'll get into golf and then we'll go down, down to Myrtle Beach.
Hey, someone photoshop Indiana Jones when he's with his dad. With me and Drab in the two-seater plane, please, and send it to Bit Season.
All right. Yeah, let's see that. So that is my new interest of the week.
Interest du jour.
Yeah. Now February I'll be on to something else.
Wait until Valentine's Day and Drab saying, think about getting a steamboat.
Hey, speaking of Valentine's Day, let's get those cameos going, huh?
Yeah, by the way, that's a great Valentine's Day present.
If you're a female biddy out there, get a Junks Bit Season cameo for your guy, or vice versa, if your lady likes the show. Yeah. It's prime cameo season.
Right. What roses go dead. You know what doesn't go dead? Cameo.
A 4-minute cameo from Valdez and Drab. Yeah,
unless you drop your phone and it's not in the cloud. Then it goes dead.
Oh, it's in your email. You could always turned it back. Yeah. All right, so check out Junk's Producers on Cameo. I think we're out of time here. We've been going way too long.
Yeah.
Thanks to Dave from Magnolia Admissions. Love him. Check it out. If you or anyone you know in your family is going through the college application process, Dave is a huge help, and he can change your future forever. Absolutely. By
definitely
getting into
can.
The right school.
Yeah. Drab would apply to more schools if he could get in. Or
no, that'd be, but I'd be part of the problem. And do you respect me a little bit more for getting into Baylor?
I don't know anything about Baylor.
All right.
Be honest.
They got a great medical school.
You're going to be Dr. Drab.
No, I'm Pilot Drab. All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon on The Junkies, and have a great weekend.
Feels good being back. Later.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.